A positive report on factory activity sent markets sharply higher today. The Institute for Supply Management says its index has hit its highest level since 2004, and firms surveyed by the ISM say January brought a growing backlog of orders. The Dow added 148 points, breaking the 12,000 threshold. It landed at 12,040. The S&P 500 rose 21 points to 1,308. The NASDAQ jumped 51 points to 2,751. We've got freezing rain here, but moderate to heavy snows of 8 to 15 inches are blanketing the Midwest as part of a massive storm that stretches from Maine to New Mexico. The storm is expected to hurt agricultural operations in the heartland. Reuters reports grain elevators across the southern plains were working with limited shifts, and meat processor Cargill was to reduce production at two Midwest pork plants ahead of the storm. We got two views of the world's largest drug maker today. Pfizer says it will axe more than 1,000 jobs in eastern Connecticut at its Groton Research and Development site. A spokesman says R&D is being downsized while the company refocuses on neuroscience, oncology, and on boosting productivity. Meanwhile, Pfizer's fourth quarter profits beat expectations with adjusted net income of nearly $3.8 billion. Dramatic words today from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who says the state's fiscal situation could not be worse.
New York State is functionally bankrupt. I like to use that term because when you think bankruptcy, you think in terms of restructuring. And that's where we are as a state.
Cuomo presented a $133 billion plan for the 2011-2012 fiscal year at the Egg Center for Performing Arts in Albany. It's a $2 billion reduction from current spending levels. It cuts Medicaid spending by $1 billion, slashes $1.5 billion from education aid, a 7.3% decline, and trims $100 million from the Metropolitan Transportation Authority. It also cuts $700 million in aid to New York City. In a minute, we'll crunch the numbers with a budget watcher, but first we have WNYC's Ozzie Pabra, who was in Albany for the governor's speech. Ozzie, a bad news budget. How did the governor pitch it?
He first pitched it as there is no alternative. This is the reality, and that everyone just has to deal with it. But at the very end of his presentation, he reached out to lawmakers and said, don't just go home and listen to the complaints. Give your constituents some positive news, something optimistic. Tell them that this is going to reshape the state for years to come. And if you come forward with a message of hope and optimism, they will see that the pain this year is a down payment on something better in the future.
Our state budget comes in late almost every year. It's due April 1st. This pattern of lateness comes even when there isn't a fiscal emergency. What plans does Governor Cuomo have to get lawmakers to agree to these very unpalatable cuts and do it in time for April 1st?
Well, he said before that in order to regain the trust of the public, which has seen, you know, clowns up in Albany, literally clowns walk through the hallways during the stalemate in the state Senate before, he said that in order to regain the people's trust, you need to show them that government can function. And one way to do that is to pass a budget on time. He's also relying on a number of groups and commissions that are going to come up with recommendations on things like redesigning Medicaid and ways to close or reuse underutilized prisons. So he's relying on groups to sort of come up with more detailed plans on some of the more sensitive areas. So what he presented today were some specifics and some outlines, and what he's hoping to get in about 3 days are some more specifics from people that are going to be most affected by the budget.
WNYC's Ozzie Pabra joining us from Albany. Thanks so much. For some perspective on the numbers, we turn now to Carol Kellerman, president of the Citizens Budget Commission, a civic group with ties to the business world. Carol, what's at first glance, what do you make of this budget?
This is a serious effort by the governor, both to face fiscal reality in the coming year and also to try to reshape state government so that it is affordable in the future.
And as you heard Ozzie Pabra report, it's pretty vague. Can you see any winners and losers with what we have right now?
Well, of course, I would say that the winners are the taxpayers of New York, because we do face a $10 billion gap between planned spending and our revenue, and there are very few proposals to raise revenue or to increase taxes in this budget or to borrow money to pay operating expenses. So there will be pain from this budget, but it will not be in the form of increased taxes imposed on the citizens of New York.
Carol Kellerman is president of the Citizens Budget Commission. Thanks for joining us on the 411. This is WNYC and WNYC.org.